Today is March 19th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Stockholders of hotel will hear latest progress. Plans for the opening of the Emerson Hotel, now nearing completion at 7th and I Streets, will be discussed at a meeting called for at 7:30 o'clock Friday night at Community Hall. Notices of the meeting have been sent out to all stockholders in the corporation by Thorpe Babcock, President, and Mrs. Minnie E. Watson, Secretary. The meeting will be the first stockholders' meeting attended by Manager J.L. Harding, who will secure the opinions of the persons who paid for the hotel before definitely outlining a program for celebration of its official opening. The Board of Directors are to make a full report of progress on the hotel to date, and it may be possible to announce the date of opening, it was indicated yesterday. In other news, child hurt in smash. C.O. Cooper of Hoquiam Manufacturing Company met with an accident Sunday afternoon at the intersection of G and Wishkaw Streets in Aberdeen when a car driven by Charles Smith of Hoquiam crashed into the side of the Cooper car, smashing the fender and rear door. None of the Cooper party suffered any injuries. In the Smith car, a child was cut about the face by flying glass from the Smith car windshield. Mr. Smith's car was badly damaged. In other news, harbor Jews to observe Purim. Followers of the Jewish faith in Grace Harbor County will gather Sunday in the Knights of Pythias Hall to observe the Purim Festival. Grace Harbor Lodge 257, Independent Order of B'nai B'rithu, will present a program in which children of the Jewish religion will participate. It is expected that representatives of Hoquiam, Centralia, and Chehalis will be present. The service will be conducted under the direction of Rabbi Kuger of Portland. The conclave will commence at 2:30 o'clock. In other news, mayor is witness against suspect. Mayor H.F. Fisher and Patrolman Dave Johnston and Claude Davis of the Hoquiam Police Force have been subpoenaed as witnesses in the trial at Montesano today of Leo Pichette and Lee Noble, charged with burglary as a result of their arrest following an attempt to burglarize the Rundell Drugstore at 221 Lincoln Street early on the morning of January 23rd. Noble was to have been tried in federal court on the grounds of robbing the post office substation located in the store, but was sent back from Tacoma to have his state trial for burglary first. The trial is to begin at 9:30 o'clock in Superior Court. And in the city and county news, if you stumble home in the dark last night, looking at the streetlights helping illumination, you can blame it on a short circuit which developed after darkness. The Grace Harbor Railway and Light Company called out their crew, and the trouble was remedied by 9:30, according to officials of the company. Mrs. A. Highland was arrested by traffic officer Jack Ellis for blocking traffic with her automobile on 8th Street Bridge yesterday and released to appear in court today. Two tires, said to have been dropped from a car driven by Reynolds Philbrick at 1303 River Street, were picked up on 8th Street by police yesterday and are being held at the police station for the owner. And finally, a New Method laundry wagon ran into the side of a Buick touring car at the intersection of 7th and I Streets at about 1:30 p.m. yesterday. Very slight damage being done to the touring car and to the axle and wishbone of the Ford, as well as the fender. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 19, 1924. With our winter closure nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.